You're listening to the audio production of Failing Forward, Turning Mistakes into Stepping Stones for Success. This abridged audiobook was written by John C. Maxwell, published by HarperCollins Leadership, and read by the author.
Chapter 1. What's the main difference between people who achieve and those who are average? What makes achievers excel? Why do some people skyrocket while others plummet? You can call it luck, blessing, or the Midas touch. But the truth is that some people just seem to achieve incredible things in spite of great difficulties. It doesn't matter what kind of work they do, wherever they are, they just seem to make things happen. Certainly, all people like to think of themselves as above average, but achievers seem to leave average in the dust. But what makes the difference? Why do some people achieve so much? Is it family background? Having a good family growing up is not necessarily a good indicator of achievement. High percentages of successful people come from broken homes. Is it wealth? No. Some of the greatest achievers come from households of average to below average means. Is it opportunity? Two people with similar gifts, talents, and resources can look at a situation and one person will see a tremendous opportunity while the others see nothing. Opportunity is in the eye of the beholder. Is it high morals? I wish that were the key, but it's not. I've known people with high integrity who achieve little, and I've known scoundrels who are high producers. Is it the absence of hardship? For every achiever who has avoided tragedy, there's a Helen Keller who overcame extreme disabilities or a Viktor Frankl who survived absolute horrors. So that's not it either. None of those is the key. When it comes right down to it, I know of only one factor that separates those who consistently shine from those who don't. The difference between average people and achieving people is their perception of and response to failure. Throughout our time together, I want you to continually think of what I have just shared with you. In fact, I want to repeat it again, because it's the most important statement in the entire book. The difference between average people and achieving people is their perception of and response to failure. Nothing else has the same kind of impact on people's ability to accomplish their desires. How people see failure and deal with it impacts every aspect of their lives. Yet that ability seems difficult to acquire.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?